Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Tiki and Tierney back on a Friday. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Coming up, Tiki, we got to slip in a little NBA. The Cavaliers, Tyronn Lue. And LeBron throwing zingers at each other across the bench. I love it.
Yeah, and LeBron's missing Kevin Love. Yes. Oh, poor baby.
Kevin Love, one of the only two assets on the entire roster before they reconfigured, and everybody made him out to be the reason why they weren't doing well. The guy's sitting 42% of his three-point shots. He's 6'11", and he could rebound, and he plays every night before he got hurt.
Don't need him.
Yeah, he's the problem.
Don't need him.
Yeah, you don't need him. Carolina's up by 13. Lipscomb, however the hell you say that. I know that piece kind of slips into the S. 13-point lead midway through the second. And Arkansas made a little late run there. So Butler and Arkansas in the 7-10 matchup, the Bulldogs are up by 5. That's at the half. John Rothstein is with us here in studio. As you can see, if you're watching us on CBS Sports Network, John is our CBS Sports College Basketball Insider. Great access and great info on the coach's previous segment. Nicely done. Also writes for FanRag.
Now tell me, John, why will Bucknell have no chance against Michigan State, who you have winning it all?
Well, Bucknell, to me, it's amazing.
Like how I flipped that question on
Sunday at 1 o'clock, this was the team that I was so confident if it got the right matchup to advance in the round of 64. Their top five scorers are all juniors and seniors. They won 13 of their last 18 games by double figures, and they had a ruthless non-conference schedule. Games at Maryland, North Carolina, and Arkansas that really tested them. And they were competitive. They lost by 6 last year to West Virginia in the round of 64. But they're playing Michigan State in Detroit. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Bucknell is competitive in this game, the same way Georgia State was competitive with Cincinnati. But at the end of the day, you're playing Michigan State in Detroit. But I will say this, the size of Bucknell inside should be able to be defensively competitive. Nana Falland, a high major caliber big man at the five, and also Zach Thomas, a mismatch option at the four. So I expect Bucknell to play well. I don't think they'll beat Michigan State
in
Detroit.
We saw Michigan come out a little bit soft.
Oh, that game was horrific.
It was horrible.
Oh,
they were down 10-0 to start the game.
Surviving advance.
It's like 1952.
Surviving advance, but maybe. But the question, the reason I ask you this is because their Big 12 tournament or the Big 10 tournament was 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
So the rust factor was there.
Early on, for sure.
Yeah, do you think you see that with Michigan State?
There's always a chance, Tiki, and that's really what we're going to find out in the NCAA tournament. We didn't see that at all today with Purdue. We didn't really see it with Ohio State. We'll see. I think Michigan State will be motivated to play in Detroit, and I also think, you know, if you're somebody like Miles Bridges, you came back to school for a chance to be a National Player of the Year candidate and also to go far in the NCAA tournament. The move to the three has not worked out for Miles Bridges and Michigan State like they had hoped. And I've talked with the staff about this the last couple of weeks. The staff at Michigan State likes the idea of playing Miles Bridges more at the four and then putting McQuaid on one wing, Lankford on another wing, and then rotating at the five, either Nick Ward or Jaren Jackson Jr. The problem is for them is if you have Miles Bridges at the four, either Jackson or Ward are on the bench. But this is, to me, is very similar to what happened with Oregon last year. Oregon, when Dylan Brooks came back to school for his junior season, wanted Dylan to have more of an opportunity to play the three. They started the season with Brooks at the three, Chris Boucher at the four, Jordan Bell at the five.
What happened? Now, they do that, and this is just an aside.
Chris Boucher.
Gotcha. They lost to Georgetown in the Maui Invitational.
But so they do this with Dylan Brooks. They do this with
Bridges.
Bridges. Why? Because they want to play the three. Like, what's the reason?
Part of the pitch in the spring meetings, and this happens every year, is they say, well, I want to be in a situation right now where I can play what I'm going to play in the league. Well, what you play in the league has nothing to do with what's better for the team that you're playing.
You're right.
When Dylan Brooks went back Oregon went to a Final Four.
So why should Izzo
What I'm confident is going to happen is when push comes to shove and Michigan State needs to advance, that guy's going to be at the four. You know, what's really interesting, through February, about 43% of his field goal attempts were three-point shots. It's way too much.
That is a
what
lot.
What was the percentage?
43 through mid-February.
That's a big number. Yeah. That's a lot. I want to ask you about Xavier. I've gotten a lot of tweets. How can we not give Xavier respect? How can we not give Xavier love? I've got profound respect for that program. I love the Cintas Center. It's a great venue. Max done a great job. I hope he stays there for a long time. We'll see. And they only lost five games this year, and their first loss early was against Bobby Hurley's Sun Devils team when Arizona State was a top five team, and they were humming. They were really ripping through people. I know they lost to Villanova. They lost to Providence
twice. Once at the dunk, once in the Big East tournament.
And one was overtime, obviously.
Yeah, and twice to Villanova.
So their resume is sterling. There's no doubt. They've got a future NBA player. How good will he be? I'm not so sure. But Trayvon Blewett's going to be an NBA player, and Chris Mack's a great coach. But I wonder about the experience of being and the expectation of being now a one seed.
Yeah, they've never done it before.
That's what I'm saying. How is it going to be too big for them? How far do you push Xavier through?
You know, Xavier, to me, is a team that's going through a lot of really what UConn went through with Jim Calhoun before it broke through in 99.
Talking about Tate George days.
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, UConn for a long time had been a program on the cusp. Jim Calhoun got to three regional finals before he went to a Final Four.
I see what you're saying.
Similar to what we're talking about with Sean Miller earlier. Yeah. And I think Xavier is a program that can win a national championship, that has a blue chip coach, and obviously has a couple of great college players.
Yeah.
In Blewett, in McCura.
McCura.
The two keys for this team in the NCAA tournament is this. If Quentin Gooden plays at a high level, Xavier goes to a high level. And then the third wheel, the guy that can really elevate this program, is Kerem Kanter. Kerem Kanter gives Xavier a pick-and-pop five that can be in a situation to bring the opposing five man away from the basket. Those are the two wild cards for Xavier.
All right. Talk to me about my Virginia Cavaliers. John, obviously
we got some news here, guys. From Purdue, and it is massive. Isaac Haas is out for the season with a fractured elbow.
What does that mean for them? This is
from Purdue. Oh. Just got to tweet it.
Tell us what that means for him.
I can tell you what it means for my bracket. X the Final Four is what it means. I'll be 0-4 in the Final Four.
So that right there,
man. As you tweet that, John, go ahead, tweet that real quick. I know you got to do that. So they obviously won today. They get by Cal State Fullerton, who was just happy to be there, understandably so.
Arkansas next.
They'll take on the winner of Butler, Arkansas. They can, I mean, that would, not that that's easy. They can probably
game? Oh, no, it's
the
not
door
over
is open right now for the Texas Tech Florida winner to get to a regional final.
It is.
The door is open for the Texas. And, you know, I nickname that the region of stewardship. Because of the point guards in that region. Mm-hmm. You saw it last night with Keenan Evans. You saw it with Chioza. 11 assists to 0 turnovers. Guard play is going to be what pushes a team through in that region. And that's what makes Saturday's game between Villanova and Alabama maybe the best game of the weekend.
I don't know if this is going to be the best game of the weekend. I hope that it's going to be good. And I think it's going to be. Kansas Seton Hall. Give us a little something on that.
This is, in my opinion, the best coaching job that Bill Self has done at Kansas. The Big 12 was deeper than it's ever been, but this is also an extremely vulnerable Kansas basketball team. And Bill Self came out and said, when Kansas was beaten soundly twice by Oklahoma State, that length and athleticism bother Kansas, because when you look at how Kansas is constructed, it's constructed more like a Villanova team that plays four guards. Yeah. At the three and the four, Kansas doesn't have bigs or forwards. It has Fema Hailuk and LeGerald Vick. Going up against those guys defensively will be Desi Rodriguez, will be Ismael Sanungo. This is an opportunity also for Angel Delgado to exploit what has been a wobbly Udoka Azubuike. This is a difficult matchup for Kansas. And again, Bill Self is a Hall of Fame coach. He's one of the best in the business. He obviously hasn't been as good in the NCAA tournament as he has in the regular season. The game's in Wichita.
Sean Miller.
What?
Just like Sean Miller.
Bill Self has a national championship in the Final Four.
That's different.
But you know,
even more fuel for Sean Miller should be in trouble.
This is a dangerous game for Kansas tomorrow night.
The spread's only 3.5 points, which tells you a little something as well. St. Hall has a lot of seniors, too. Don't forget about that.
DeAndre Hunter is out for the season, we know. You had Arizona beating Virginia in the Sweet 16. Yep. What does Virginia do now? They can't replace him, obviously. Sixth man of the year in the ACC. Mamadi Diakite is a good player. He gets in foul trouble too much. But what does Tony Bennett do?
I don't think we're going to get a glimpse until we obviously see, you know, what happens with Virginia in a closeout situation until we see it in a close game.
Yeah.
We are going to see, you know, a scenario, in my opinion, in which Virginia has to get into a close game and we see what Tony Bennett does with his closeout lineup, because he used to use Hunter alongside Wilkins as your 4 and 5. So for all intents and purposes, I think we're still waiting to see how Virginia handles a tight situation. But the ceiling for Virginia right now is significantly lower without DeAndre Hunter. I know that's not what Virginia fans want to hear, but in a year that was dominated by parity, and we've seen it so far today with the Marshall game, with the Buffalo game, this was going to be an excellent chance for Virginia to win a national championship.
Can Creighton beat them if they're making shots?
Yes, so can Kansas State.
Now again, if Creighton even advances.
Now, this is another thing I want to point out. Bruce Weber told me this morning.
Got to make it quick, John.
That Dean Wade, okay, was supposed to be evaluated after shoot-around today. He has been out with a foot injury. If he plays, I like Kansas State to beat Creighton and then have an excellent chance to beat Virginia.
Okay. Tied for 309th in points per game.
Who?
Virginia.
Oh, I know.
309.
Yeah, but they give up 53 a game.
I mean, it's the best defensive team I've ever seen.
Which is number one.
That sucks.
By a lot, by the way. I know it sucks.
I mean, for a team that doesn't have a lot of great depth.
It happens every year, though, BT.
Yeah, do you guys usually?
Justin Hunter or Justin Anderson got hurt. I mean, just every year it happens. Something bad. We're cursed.
John, you're cursed. The team that I cover is cursed. This guy's cursed.
I'm joking.
The number one this year. He's on that side. Come on, this guy's cursed. Look at him. Yeah. Meanwhile, I asked him like 6 years. Hey, I'm like, remember when St. John's played Virginia in the NIT? He's like, no, I don't remember that. When they were an NIT team, he wasn't wearing that Virginia scarf. Man. All good.
I didn't see you guys Monday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.